I want to do a first impressions on Only for Love starring Dylan Wang. This was a requested review, so I'm checking this show out. It is a office romance, and I actually find the lead female lead kind of interesting, but let me dive into it a little bit more. Hi, I'm Monique. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS. Happy birthday to Yoongi, Suga's, by the way. I'm filming this on March 9th. And I talk about whatever else I want to talk about. So in today's episode, as I said, it is going to be a first impressions of Only for Love, starring Dylan Wang and Baelu, I believe. And I am going to be very honest, I was actually very bored for the first half of this show. I did not really like the pacing of it. It kind of felt sterile to me, to be honest. It felt kind of cold. I did like the female lead off the bat. I like that she is very bright. I like that she's really educated. I like that she is this hardworking journalist, reporter. I like that this is going to be like a weird take, but I actually really enjoyed the fact that she doesn't have like a baby voice. In some of the C-dramas I watched, there is this really put upon baby voice, baby talk type thing. And some actresses, it kind of fits their aesthetic. It kind of fits their overall vibe, and for other actresses it just comes off really forced, and it's like nails on a chalkboard kind of thing for me, if I'm being bluntly honest, right? But with her, I like her comportment. I like the way she moves through the show. I like the way she spoke. Like, she had a little bit of bass to her voice, which is just a weird compliment, I know, but I just like the way that she presents herself. I just like the way that she spoke, and I was rooting for her to get her interview. I think Dylan Wang's character, the male lead, he's supposed to be this big shot CEO. Don't tell me what he's a CEO of yet. I couldn't even tell you. We don't really see really any interaction really of them until the later half of the episode, where things actually do start to pick up. So she's been trying to book this interview with him. He's this prominent figure. He's like a hot shot, and he's just continuing to be more successful. He's very young. I don't know the age range of either character in the show. I'm assuming she's mid to late 20s. I'm assuming for all the success he has, he should be late 20s, early 30s, but God knows. In some of these office dramas, like, you could be like this billionaire CEO and you're like 21. Don't ask me how that happens, whatever. And they had a lot of missed interactions. She wants to get this interview. It would be a hot feature. It would do well for her career. And this magazine journal that she's a part of, I'm assuming this would be like a major article that would be super popular, go viral, da 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 da, whatever. So there's this pressing need for her to get this interview, but he's kind of blowing her off because he's a big shot, and he's got these other prior prior engagements. So she finds a way to finagle herself into like a gala where a lot of prominent figures, including, you know, Dylan Wang's character, the CEO, are going to meet up. And she's like, this probably is going to be my last shot to actually get to speak with him. And of course, it does not pan out, but the male lead, Dylan Wang, he actually does see her, and there's like a twinkle of interest, and that was kind of when I started to sit up a little bit. I was like, okay, all right, there's a little something. But then after that little twinkle in his eye, he turns away, he goes into the hall for this banquet, and she's locked out because she's not officially invited to it. He's far too busy, da 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 da. So she's really disappointed, and she is super dejected, and then she calls on her boyfriend to say, hey, I know it's your birthday. I couldn't hang out with you because I was trying to land this really marquee interview. It's not panning out. I need you to pick me up. And as a by the way, she's got some gastrointestinal issues as well. She's constantly clutching on her stomach. I don't know if it's stress from the job or stress from her man. I'm going to be going into some spoilers just in a minute because I'm going to get back to that. And her and her boyfriend. Anyways, so one of his assistants, Dylan Wang's character, kind of comes over to her and is like, sorry, didn't get a chance to meet him. Can I call you a cab? Can I, you know, get you something to eat, send you home? And she's like, no. My boyfriend's going to come get me. Don't worry about me. Whatever. Turns out that it's like a really stormy night. So the rain is super heavy. She's getting anxious. She's getting impatient. Her stomach pains are getting worse. So she's outside of this hall. She's waiting. Her man is taking a really long ass time. He claims that it's because it's super heavy traffic and it's super rainy outside. So she needs to hold her horses and go sit down somewhere. And she's like, fine, I'll wait. And this is a really attractive woman, right? So a lot of cars are like driving up and be like, hey, miss, are you okay? Can I give you a lift? And she's like, can you please leave me the hell alone? I know I'm attractive, but I got a boyfriend. Move. She doesn't say that. I'm saying that. But it's just like she's constantly waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And then finally, funny enough, Dylan Wayne's character and the assistant just happened to pull up, and the window just kind of lowers a little bit, and you see his eyes, and then she's like, oh my effing God, like, are you people like in heat or something? I said I have a boyfriend, he's gonna pick me up, like, just get lost, man. And Dylan Wang's character's like, yeah, bet, and just rolls up the window, and then they drive off. And then she kind of in the last minute recognizes that it's him, and she's like, shit, oh, I've been wanting to interview you this whole time, and I actually got like the perfect moment. I could have interviewed you, and now you're gone. And I just thought that was hilarious. And that was when my interest started picking up even more. I was like, okay, that was funny. I love that. And then the show gets even more interesting. So her boyfriend decides to finally roll up. She's like, thank you. That took you like an eternity and a half. Like, did you decide to take like the longest scenic route humanly possible? And he's like, no, dummy. Do you not see how much goddamn rain is out there? Like, just get in the car. I'm playing. It didn't go down like that. But in any case, she gets in the car and she's like, oh, finally, I can go home. And then she's like, is that a new perfume that you're wearing? That smells interesting. He's like, huh? What perfume? No. I don't know. It's like, it's my regular CK1. What you talking about, girl? No, it's like my Giorgio Armani. I'm not wearing no new perfume. So I'm like, oh, I see. Is there going to be a cheating subplot? Is he messing around on her? She completely bypasses what he says. She's like, oh yeah, whatever. Okay. He drops her off at home. And then he takes off, like, immediately, which is a red flag to me anyways. Because if you see that your girlfriend that you love and adore is not feeling too hot, and you had her out in the rain for God knows how long, and then the minute that you drop her home, like, you're taking off, like a tornado, like, something's up, right? Something's up. Anyway, so she gets home, and then she's going through her bag, you know, winding down, and she's like, wait a damn minute, where's my phone? So she's looking around, can't find the phone. It's coming. So she pulls out the laptop, goes to find my phone. So she sees it, the GPS, and it's like beep beep beep, and it's heading to the local hospital. And she's like, well, why would he be going to the hospital? Oh my God, did he get in a car accident? Is he sick? What's going on? So she takes off, drives up to the hospital. Mind you, this is still this stormy night. The weather still is like shit. I don't know how she got to the hospital so damn quickly. But anyway, she pulls up. Lo and behold, the piece of shit is with another woman. She sees them quite literally come out. And at first she's in denial. She's like, oh, you know, it's totally normal for men to go visit their female friends at the hospital dead in the night when it's like super stormy and rainy. It's not a big deal, even though he's all hugged up and booed up on this woman. arms all around her. She turns and she gives him a kiss on the cheek and she's like, no, that's still cool. That's still normal. You know, some male female friends are like super affectionate. Like she's still super in denial. And then of course her piece of shit boyfriend leans in and gives the mistress, the girl, the other woman like a kiss. He gives the side piece one hell of a passionate kiss and she is like gobsmacked and she's like, and then you just see her drop her umbrella and she like sinks to the ground and you're like, shit. And then the last final shot is like her in the taxi cab going back home presumably and she's drenched and she looks completely and utterly devastated. And then I was like, there it is. I was like, there it is. So that was Only for Love, the first episode, and now I am fully engaged. So if I'm being honest, like the first half of the episode, I was like, this is slow and not in like a, you know, delicious slow burn kind of way, like amidst a snowstorm of love. Because I could see anyone countering me like saying, well, that show was slow and you love that. But yeah, but you know, the romantic tension chemistry was right there. And Leo Wu was delicious, right? Like, sorry. I've got to stop thirsting about Leo Wu. I've got to stop. It's not appropriate. No. 24. Stop it. Just stop. But yeah, the first half of Only for Love, I was like, But then once I got in the second half of the show, I was like, I see. So thank you for the recommendation. I am going to continue watching. I will probably put up my next thoughts about the show in the next upcoming week or so. But I am intrigued because I'm shocked that she didn't confront him right off the bat. I think the character's still in shock. She seems like she's not the type to fly off the handle. She seems very poised and a really intelligent woman that's typically very graceful. And the way her character arc is kind of set up, right, I don't think she's that type, but I could be completely wrong. The next episode, she might be throwing chairs, dishes, the whole kitchen sink at his ass, and I'm gonna cheer her on. Like, I love a good revenge plot. And I'm just curious to see what her interaction with Dylan Wang is gonna be. I have a feeling that it's not gonna go very smoothly, and maybe there will be a little bit, not necessarily enemies to lovers, but you know when two people are kind of wary of one another? Because the first interaction did not go according to plan, right? He kind of just drove off and was like, yeah, bye, girl. And she's like, no! So maybe there'll be a little bit of push-pull until the romantic parts come in, but I'm looking forward to it. And I actually think the title card for the show is really cute. I like all the animations and the illustrations and stuff. But anyway, that's my first impressions for Only for Love. Stay tuned for more of my thoughts if you're into this show or if you're interested in checking it out. The show did a really good bait and switch. It didn't have me in the first half, but it definitely got me in the second half. So now I'm locked in. Thank you for joining me. If you're watching this via YouTube, I love you. I appreciate you so much. If you're listening via Spotify or Apple Music, I really, really appreciate you. Especially for the Spotify and Apple Podcast listeners. I'm hoping that the audio experience is a little bit better. I am working on it. I'm gonna get there. I promise I'm gonna get there. Anyways, I look forward to seeing you guys in the next episode. I got a very big K-drama that I'm going to be reviewing shortly, and you know, I'm still going to talk about Amidst a Snowstorm of Love. Those videos seem to be doing, those podcasts seem to be doing pretty well, so, and I'm enjoying the show. I can't get enough of Leo Wu. God, let him do like another project this year, please. God. Oh, anyways, this video is not about Leo Wu. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up, okay? Bye.